Yes, this is the fourth and last segment of my special on songs I can't play on the radio. You get major points for listening this far. Well, on any show with music the FCC hates, I can't overlook gay rap or hip-hop. And I've got something new and something old. From last year out of Chicago is the very erotic artist Johnny Dangerous. From his debut album, Dangerous Liaisons, you'll hear Celebrity Fucker. After that would be the pioneering gay rap group called Age of Consent.
Now I've got a few secrets that I love to bust, but you gotta promise me it only stays between us. For those who don't know, I'm a different type of hoe. You ain't pulling seven figures, I can't fuck with your bro. I surround myself with models, actors and rappers, a Hollywood socialite, high-priced closet shit hackers. I had a few encounters with some of your favorites, commercials, fashion, music, entertainment, you name it. I was out in California in a club back in June, and you wouldn't believe what I found in the bathroom. I heard grunts, I heard moans, and peeped in the stall, and there was Vin Diesel fucking Paul Walker. So fast and so furious, I crept up inside and jump Paul's joystick for a full feature joyride. They came and they kissed, cum dripping out his mouth. He gave me an address of a celebrity bathhouse. I hopped in the cab, found the number in time. I paid my $100, guess who else was in line? Someone grabbed my ass and asked if I rapped, and lo and behold, it was Benjamin Blast. I winked and I giggled, tried to flirt, but instead he suddenly dismissed.
I only go for redheads.
Fine, fuck the fuck up. When you spoke, I should have stopped you. I see why that big lip bitch Julia dropped you. I collected my composure, relaxed and popped pills, and licking on my neck was MTV's Johnny. He led me to a room, laid me down on the couch, and there Heath Ledger dropped his monster balls in my mouth. I sucked and I slipped and grabbed another head to lick me. I knew too loud, too pretty, not to be strictly dickly. I moaned and I groaned, anticipating sex soon. Collected all my shit and walked my ass in the next room. Some men wrestling, ass and mouths open wide. In the center of the room, you could have sworn it was locked down. Josh Hartnett won the battle and took Tay Diggs' black cock down. Sean William Scott with his super fat cock. Had Ashton Kutcher reliving 70s comedy shots. Stop for a second, I had to hesitate. But then got my body rocked and sick with Justin Timberlake.
Then there was Keanu,
I nearly exploded. Shot my cum in his mouth, major style, and then reloaded. So horny as hell as I stroked on my dick. I wouldn't mind a menage a trois with Trump Cruise and Brad Pitt. Pop the shit, I popped the squat with absolute no time to waste. Ben Stiller was a thriller, let me sit on his face. Chris Tucker, sorry brother, rushing me at insignificant. Cause I'm the only bitch to lick Will Smith's dick still. As for you over there, yeah, you waited a while. Me and David Duchovny made some triple X files. I headed towards a group of men, grabbed me from the couch. It was Jack fucking Black, I punched him dead in his mouth. You nasty motherfucker, you never get me in bed. I wouldn't fuck your pig ass with a bag on your head. Who the hell let you in and who the fuck did you bring? He flicked me off and then yelled, I brought the Lord of the Cock Rings. Stumped, I looked stupid, dick in hand, there I stood. Oh, Elijah Wood, you too wish you could. And put your friend on the end, yeah, you Russell Crowe. A beautiful mind, maybe beautiful face, hells no. I left them all shook, dick when still they all dropped. So fuck with no fags who just as jacked as Chris Rock. On to the next, too many dicks to go to waste. I wanna taste some more celebrities' dicks and asses in my face. But Johnny Depp looked the best. Men in chains hanging, I was ready to get my groove on. Then you and press against me, stuck his rouge in my Mulan. Damn, he broke me good, had me squealing like a sow. I was all in his web, I'm fucking Spider-Man now. Fuck me standing up, I fucked him laying down. He fucked me on the wall, I fucked him in the stall. Freddie Prinze was watching, checking off in such amazement. I figured Marky Mark, he gave us all some good vibrations. I shot my load all over, I felt that shit retire. But started pissing fire, damn you, Tobey Maguire. Got some STDs for fucking with stars. I got dressed and called a taxi, take me to the ER. Arrived in 50 minutes, they called out my name. Embarrassed for what happened as I had to explain. Said the doc would be right in, I got a little unruly. Then came George Clooney, spread his cheeks and he mooned me. He licked all in his dung and he was hung like a horse. I forgot all that happened, his dick showed me no remorse. Fuck my ass raw for about half the night. Had me reminiscing fucking Andy from the Facts of Life. His intern flossed his teeth with my pubic hair and shit.
And you wonder how Joaquin Phoenix got a fucking hairline.
It was me, they gave me meds and treated me. I got rid of my chlamydia, now I am disease free. I ain't fucking with no more of them celebrity assholes.
Cause they be fucking each other and pass that shit through their tadpoles.
So here alone I lay, contemplating finger banging. Dick is all ignited, I'm so excited. Booty hot and flaming, you just had to see. Me and Matt Damon made our own The Porn Identity.
From the streets of New York town came black rhythm rap, funky sound. From the streets of LA town, bag rap is spreading around. You might say, what's this shit? Rapping white fags just don't fit. We're here to say that it's okay for anyone to rap black, white, or gay. I am Night of the Night. When evening comes, I'll spread delight. Tubbs, streets, riding cars, Hollywood, backroom bars. Rock you high, rock you low. Make you feel like you never want to go. Make you moan, make you groan. Thrill your body down to the bone. Cool as ice, twice as nice. Give me the chance to put spice in your life. Rock and roll all over the place. You feel that right in your face. Rock, rock, don't stop. Rock, rock.
Do what?
Rock, rock, don't stop. Rock, rock. Who's on top? Friend of mine's right over here. Some of you might call him queer.
We've heard it from Blow and Sugar Hill. We've heard it from the Treacherous Three. But none can match the faggot rap of Night of the Night and me. And if you want to keep your face in just one place, you better not call me she. Now my name is Master Bates, and I'm faggot through and through. I don't live in Boys Town or Silver Lake, but that don't mean I'm hetero. Well, I'm hetero with Levi's, disco, lifting weights, alligator shirts, and going on dates. Size of this, size of that. No blacks, no freaks, no femmes, no fat. Blue to me is for cars, and I won't go near West Hollywood bars. I stay away from Griffith Park. I get them dressed old-fashioned. I do it in the dark. I never could remember for the life of me which pocket my hanky and key should be. I guess I gave up too easily. I flunked out of my course and clone 3B. Now I know I'm talking blasphemy, knocking gay culture with a capital C, but it never was my sort of scene, you see. I don't want to be a faggot professionally.
Now the master and I are friends, you see, but sometimes we just don't agree. And all that shit he's putting down, he's just a trendy living downtown. Music's not disco, it's punk. He's just as horny, ain't no monk. Leather jacketed, looking for a lay, bouncing at the feet of the one way.
Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. At least I do it in the sack. You need 3 men to have your fun. Don't you see you're afraid of just one?
Well, what you say now, some of it is true. I thought all about it, so tell me something new. The way I see it, one's as good as the other. Keep your moralistic bullshit, brother.
Most of you are white middle class. Now we're gonna preach to your ass.
If queer bashing is our fate, how about queer bashing straight?
Oh, no, you'd say it shouldn't be done, because when straights bash heads, they're just having fun. But if you're wondering the point of this rap, the message is easy, you don't need no map.
If some straight mother hassles you, there's only one thing left to do.
You fight back. When your mind's on the rack and they're breaking your back, you fight back. Don't take that shit, just kill them again. You fight back. When your mind's on the rack and they're breaking your back, you fight back. Don't take that shit, just kill them again. You fight back.
That was Age of Consent with Fight Back. Now, when you read about gay rap music, you may see here and there that so-and-so was the first gay rapper. It's not so. Age of Consent formed in 1981, back when black rap music was barely making it to the radio. They took their name from one of the sensitive issues of the time, and it's still sensitive. They've recently released a CD collection of their work called Old School on the Down Low. Again, their name is Age of Consent. I can't leave out this next artist. From his debut album, Uncloseted, from 2002, Aaron Carl brings us a little dance-oriented track called Homoerotic. And I'm leading up to it with a spoken word track of his called Ghetto Phone Call.
Now let me call this motherfucker right now. Sorry,
ass.
Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, baby, what you talking about?
How dare you diss me like that in front
of
your boys?
Wait, explain.
You not gay?
Explain.
You don't know me?
Man, you know they can't find out.
You can take that shit.
I can't be doing
no,
like
you can take that and give it to somebody else.
Can't be
I am not the one. I am not having it. Do you understand me? No, no.
We do that shit behind closed doors.
No, motherfucker, no. I'm not dealing with this closet queen bullshit. All right,
no.
No, you listen here, motherfucker.
You know what I'm talking
either
about.
Either you come correct or you are not coming no more.
Oh, yeah, all so right? It's like that, huh?
No, do you
like
hear
that.
Me?
All right.
Good. Sorry,
all right,
ass.
Now, fuck you then.
Gentlemen, the orgasm starts now.
Wild and freaky.
Aaron Carl from Uncloseted, and he definitely is. And now on to another artist I'm very pleased to share with you. He goes by the name Saturn, and I was very impressed with his first album, The Virgin Poet. He's working on his follow-up CD, and was nice enough to share with me an advanced track. The CD will be called Deviant, and the song is I Love Everything About You. I've seen him perform this live, and it's very sexy.
I love everything about you, love you walking through my door. Boy, you have a sexy body, love to get you out your clothes. I love everything about you, like when you smile sarcastically. Love your inquisitive nature, when your lips start asking me questions up and down my body, let me consider what you pose. Ask me till I have an answer. answer. My confession lies beneath your snow. I love everything about you. The way you smell, the way you stink. Love it when you pass me a glance. Love the paradoxical wink. Love the way you make me feel like I'm helpless but I am a king. Love it when there are no more words. You pull me close and you look at me. You're a superstar, baby. You must be heaven sent. You and Holly got to say a word, boy, just to stimulate my mind. In the middle of the night, darling, I feel you cling to me. That feeling is a hidden treasure. You make me an endless sea. Especially when you're fucking me. Love it when you come and then make me feel like I'm all liquid and wet. Feel just like I'm your little pet. Meow, woof, woof, pure. Now you're gonna get all that I got. Baby, cuz I love everything about you.
That was Saturn. This would be a good time to play a very modern act. They're called Bitch and Animal, and I'm not sure how they would classify themselves, as their music touches a lot of styles. And they've been produced by such notables as Dutch Boy and June Millington. This particular track was produced by Annie DeFranco. Well, we haven't had a song about dildos yet, so from their album Eternally Hard, here's Best Cock on the Block.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
It's 2 in the morning, my beeper's going off. I'm naked, I roll over, enough is enough. These bitches always call me morning, noon, and night. Gladys and Rhonda, Darlene, she's tight, right? What can I say? They can't stay away from the best cock on the block today. What can I say? They can't stay away from the best cock on the block today. It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
I got 5 different sizes, shapes, and colors. Come over and try them. I am like no other. You like them real big? I got a GMC brand. You like them little? I got a mini pickle. I aim to satisfy. I aim to please. Just give me some booty that I can squeeze. What can I say? They can't stay away from the best cock on the block today. What can I say? They can't stay away from the best cock on the block today. It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
Oh shit, it's Darlene. I know it by the code. I was supposed to meet her an hour ago. She said
it had been a big one.
I left it with Brooke. My dick, it's like chick bait when biting their hook.
Ow.
What can I say? They can't stay away from the best cock on the block today. What can I say? They can't stay away from the best cock on the block today. It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
It's eternally hard.
So I'm headed to Darlene's and I get distracted. Got my eye right on her block. And then I slacked and slid down to the girl on the bench sipping water. She leaned in, licked her lips like I was on her. She said,
ew, you're one of them girly men. Well, I need more man in my men. We could meet next week. We could be great friends. We could meet next week.
Nah, see?
Bitch and Animal. And in the next song, another artist straps one on. She's part of the spoken word duo who call themselves, and I love this name, the Athens Boys Choir. Here's Get in Rocket's Pocket.
I grabbed and strapped on my dick, tasting your body with each gently rough lick, leading you with my sweet thrust, and just when you were ready to bust, you told me what you wanted. After that night, I felt my spirit, the sex between two, the touch of you, the memory of your arm wrapped in mine with your conniving smile, the one that says, I want you, and I need you now. Each time I came, I felt the same pleasure as the very first night, the very first flight that never stopped, cause lust's a must and it's all that mattered. Even when my heart was broken and battered, I came back for more. Ripped away at my core, lost myself as I found you, but just one person won't make two, so with that last screw, it had to end. And when ashes became ashes and dust to dust, when I realized your heart had been unjust, I had to move, I had to dive, and into my freedom I had to ride. A bachelor again, to your chagrin, I canter the night alone.
That's another album that's brand new. It just arrived the week I recorded this. Again, the artists call themselves Athens Boys Choir, and the album is Rhapsody in Tea. Another very neat duo is Testosterone Kills from the anti-folk scene. Their debut album from last year, called War All the Time, was excellent. And a song of theirs I wish then that I could have played is called Arizona.
Fuck you, it's not much of an argument, but fuck you, though it's not real intelligent. I think that I am entitled to vent, so says this is agony, is agony, agony.
Pablo Ratliff and Tim Daly are the duo Testosterone Kills, and from War All the Time, that was Arizona. And I don't want to leave out Lynn Breedlove and Tribe 8. This is from their 1996 album, Snarkism. It's called Wrong Bathroom.
USA. Stopping along an American highway. Pull into the truck stop cause I gotta take a leak. Everybody's staring like I'm some kind of freak. Fuck all this attention. I think I tried to sneak into the ladies' room without getting caught. All right. What? I just gotta eat some pie. I gotta show you what I got.
Excuse me, sir. Over by the stall. Wrong bathroom.
The man just down the hall.
So I pull up my shirt to prove I'm the right gender. But you look so dim and me or anything but tender. What's your problem? I ain't got a member. Fine, I'm going to the boys' room, but it really fucking stinks. What's with your aim, boy? You try to hit the tank. Your Tomcat spray for men so rank. So boy, you will do the resin, bloody tampon on say, alright. Yeah, my hair's pink. I'm the Miss Link. You didn't have a Miss Link bathroom.
Are you a girl? Your titties are kind of small. I'm still confused.
The man's just down the hall.
Excuse me, sir! Over by the stall? Wrong fucking bathroom!
Go to cans and I'm number three. You and Rush done a shit about me. So let me pee. I'll give you my free condiments in every bathroom.
One of my favorite artists is Mark Weigel, and I'm pleased that over the years we've become friends. He's got four terrific albums and has just announced what the next one will be about, and it fits right in with this show. The album will be called Versatile. And with the two songs he's given me, the subtitle might be Mark Weigel's Porn Songs. This is a Queer Music Heritage exclusive. Here are Made for Suckin' You and Mr. Trucker Man.
I learned when the good Lord gave me wrists, when he slapped those handcuffs on. And I praised God he gave me teeth to get your zipper down. And as my mouth begins to water, I know that it's true. These lips of mine were made for sucking you. Polishing your belt buckle is what my forehead's for. My ears are here for you to grab. My knees to scrub your floor. As my eyes begin to water, I know that it's true. These lips of mine were made for sucking you.
This is a Queer Music Heritage exclusive.
When you yanked my britches down, put my belly on the floor, I found why the King of Kings gave this poor boy a back door. And as my O-ring starts to stretch in, I know that it's true. All my lips were made for sucking you. I give thanks and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, for what I'm about to receive.
Queer Music Heritage Exclusive.
Hey there, Mr. Trucker Man. I ain't gonna try to kiss you. But when you roll on out of here an hour from now, I sure am gonna miss you.
Well, whatever Mark sings, he does it well. I saw him do those two songs at the Texas Gay Rodeo in Austin last fall. Okay, next up. Since 1993, the punk pop group Pansy Division has released 7 albums, and they've probably been the group I've most wanted to play on my show, but couldn't. I just love their music. Now, not all of their songs are FCC challenged, of course, but it seems the most appealing ones are. Maybe that's what gives them their appeal. There have been songs I'd love to play on every album, so I put together a little medley of four that I thought representative. Here goes.
His own kind. He's ready to take those fantasies and make them into something real. He'll finally do all the things he's been dreaming of. He's joining the cocksucker club to not have to pretend he was drunk when he seduced his roommate on his bunk. He might be bi, he might be gay, but he knows he's finally ready to say some of the things he's constantly thinking of by joining the cocksucker club. So lick, 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 suck, 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 unroll the condoms and fuck, fuck, fuck. Down on your knees, give a good head, do it in your parents' queen-size bed. In high school he spent hundreds of hours fantasizing about boys in the showers. Billy was hung, Rick was thick, and Daniel had a most upstanding dick. But Eric was the one with extra yardage to love by joining the cocksucker club. So lick, 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 slurp, 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 do it though your jaws start to hurt. The taste and feel of a dick that's new is a fun activity to pursue. He's not a lover, he's not a one-night stand, he's someone in between to lend the occasional hand. Not much in common, but a physical attraction. We only rendezvous when we need some erotic action. Fuck buddy, there's a right time and a right place for us. Fuck buddy. Emotional tangles, no problem here. A temporary arrangement, the situation's clear. But there's still affection, it's not totally hit and run. We just limit our feelings to what we do when the pants are down. Fuck buddy, there's a right time and a right place for a fuck buddy.
Nice enough for a short man trying to act real tough in a bar. The kind of attitude won't get you very far. His shirt was open and I saw his chest, a salt and pepper soft and furry mass. Oh God, you know how that turns me on. And then he took my hand and ran it over the outline in his pants. He had the tick. And went away to my place where we dropped our clothes up fast. You'd think we were racing, yeah. I couldn't wait to see it for myself. And there it was staring up at me. Long and perfect, boy, was I ever lucky, yeah. He kissed me and we fell down on the bed. And then he took my hand and let me guide him into my promised land. He had the tick of death. He had the tick of death. I looked into his eyes and let him sodomize me with his tick of death. I've never seen one like this big before. When he's soft, he's nearly hung down to the floor. We'll be right back.
loving, but I love his.
Don't know if I love him, but I love his dick of death. I love his dick of death. I love his dick of death.
Yeah. I was really not the sort to do well on the tennis court. He whipped my ass in tennis, then I fucked his ass in bed.
Okay, here's what you heard. Cocksucker Club was from their first album, Undressed, from 1993. From their 1995 album, Pile Up, came Fuck Buddy. Dick of Death is from the 1996 album, Wish I'd Taken Pictures. And from last year, from their latest album, Total Entertainment, came He Whipped My Ass at Tennis. And I'm going to indulge myself by playing my favorite Pansy Division song in entirety. From their 1994 album, Deflowered, it's Groovy Underwear.
Tight briefs on your sexy butt, white fabric surrounding your nuts, bike shorts, put it on display. You're wearing it to the left today. Sweatpants clinging to your crevice. Boxer shorts for easy access. I'm digging your groovy underwear. Showing off your cheeks, moving in for a closer peek. Running shorts, thin as paper, barely dressed, nearly naked. Pulled down around your ankles, I'll make you spill out like an oil tanker. All because of your groovy underwear. Stretch tight, so hot. I've come, I've shot. My turn now to get you off. What a collection of skivvies I got. Skimpy little G-string, hardly a stitch covering that thing. Tucked into that little pouch, straining hard to get out. Barely hold you once you get throbbing. Let my hands go fishing around in. Look what I found in your groovy underwear. Groovy underwear, ooh, ooh. Groovy underwear. Groovy underwear, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so groovy. You sure know how to please. Let me give those buns a squeeze. What fine cakes, what fine batter. Any second now I'm gonna splatter all over your groovy underwear. Groovy underwear, ooh, ooh. Groovy underwear. Groovy underwear, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so groovy. So groovy, it's so groovy. groovy.
It's so 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 groovy.
Okay, now of all the records and CDs in my collection, and even though that's a whole room full, I really had no trouble figuring out what track I would use to end this show. It would have to be something very special, and I would suspect that the one I pick would be near the top of tracks that, if played during daytime hours, would get a station in deep shit in a hurry. You probably noticed that I said track instead of song, because it's a spoken word piece, and I'm not even going to say the title, but you'll quickly figure it out. From her debut album from 2001, Built Like That, here's Alex Olsen.
I've decided to start Cunt Country. Write our own constitution. Let our liberated clip bells ring out. The cunts are coming. It's the cunt revolution. I'd cut through my panties, I'd shake my pubic hair loose, I'd sign my Jane Hand cunting cursive with cunt juice. I'd declare the independence of clitoris to shining clitoris, proclaim the emancipation of all cunts, and tell dicks this: you're being drafted for the big solution. Stand erect. Be proud. You're part of the cunt revolution. Defending our slick, silky, vaginal turf for all cunted creatures created or by birth. And they wear buttons with fists raised that say, patriarchy, I survived. Now this dick's fighting the good fight for vaginal pride. And kids in school will learn the history of the Boston Teach Party when cunt liberators tossed cunt traitors into the sea, finally felt what it meant to be free. And they learn how color complicated the win, how white cunted creatures had to sacrifice privilege, refocus vision for a real revolution to happen. And kids would have weekly field trips to the Museum of Unnatural History with display glass jars of rapist gonads in all their shriveled glory, and behind velvet rope, ancient relics of the past like female guilt and circumcision knives and certificates turning whole people in the wives. And there'd be torture chamber exhibits with tall, skinny heels, inviting little girls to try this and see how this feels. Cunted creatures wore these to work or to anywhere formal. This pain was called sexy. This process was called normal. And there'd be old collections of posters like Keep Abortion Legal, with a plaque, not much is known. But these come from an era when insecure ruling dickheads thought of bodies as something to own. We'd pledge allegiance to P-Flag with stars like you and crooked stripes. We'd carry passports made from a giant cunt mold in all pubic colors, gray, auburn, ebony, gold. We'd ban all commercials of, are you not so fresh? Is your vag repulsive? Do you stink like fish? And instead we'd conduct a cunt taste testing session, get used to the smells of blood, yeast, and the ochean. And Hothead Paisan would lead Alison Bechdel's Dykes. Watch out for the cunt country army on bikes. There'd be an esteemed office called National Astrologist. And cunt commander-in-chief would be a gynecologist. And Michael Moore would be vice pres. Cause the cunt country cordiality says possessing a cunt matters less than possessing the cunt mentality. And daughters would laugh at old-fashioned terms like virgin and bitch and whore as they checked out the newest inventory of vibrators sold at the corner store. Because daughters would be freer, and dykes would be freer, and dicks would be freer if we stood up and sang, my cunt, tis of thee. My cunt, tis of thee. Because cunt is the Latin root of kin and country. See, but somehow our countrymen forgot they had sisters, decided to treat us as unwelcome visitors, made it hard to have a cunt in this country, made it hard to have a cunt in this country. So we are starting cunt country. Not out of rebellion or unexamined sisterhood or some kind of 70s separatist revival. We are starting cunt land for that which it will stand. One nation under survival.